Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, James was trying to have a conversation with June when Simon arrived, seeking support. James told him he might be running for office again, and Simon threatened to scandal his name. Coretta phoned Ignatius and told him that Simon is a threat and is willing to pay people to support him. Shelley listened in on an extension phone and later confronted Coretta and even slapped her. Back home, Ignatius firmly denied having a relationship with Coretta. As we return, the village council is meeting.
Monica's, why are you staring me down so?
I hear Shelley cocked your tail, so I'm just looking to make sure it's true.
And here comes the man of the hour.
Good afternoon, Councillor.
Good afternoon, Ignatius.
Ignatius.
Well, Ignatius, imagine you still got women fighting over you.
I know not of what you speak, and as far as I'm concerned, we are here for a village council meeting, not to discuss personal affairs.
Ignatius is correct. Let's try to keep focused this afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Sister Patsy.
Coretta, I'm very surprised to see you here after the blows I heard you receive.
Same thing I was saying.
Didn't we just say that we will stick to discussing the affairs of the council and not personal affairs?
As we do you. You mightn't even start yet.
Coretta, you deserve everything that happened to you. Always going after what is not yours.
Yes, because you have a personal problem with me. I don't know who tell you I want Lawrence.
I am worried about you. You think I worried about you? Lawrence wouldn't even look at you if you were the last woman on earth.
Why you sweating then?
Eyes now, Shelley, you know. She take long for act. But try me, Coretta. Try me.
Oh gosh, the men's so limited already. We won't have all these problems if y'all learn to share.
Share? Well, here. The only thing I do share is food and information, Patsy. That's why I enjoy my life with my little friends. I ain't got to worry about a body cheating on me.
Okay, all right. That's enough. We will make a start. Well, two counselors indicated their absence today. Catalina Lewis and...
oh, my mama!
Sister Patsy, is there something you would like to add?
Nothing.
Well, Dinah Boston also indicated that she would not be here today.
Is this meeting called to order or not?
Okay, counselors. Meeting is called to order. Now, let's stand for the pledge.
Mr. Chairman, may I have the floor?
Yes, you may, Monica.
I think we need to do something about voter education. A lot of voters don't know their rights and responsibilities.
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but in my spare time, I've been doing whatever little I can.
Well, we can always direct people to the GCOM website.
Mr. Chairman, you know some people don't have computers. It would be better if we had the information at hand for them.
I'm sure some of the dunces on this village council don't even know.
Okay, order. Well, yeah. Order.
Coretta, you really take your eyes and pass people, girl.
Coretta, you owe the council an apology.
For talking the truth.
Coretta.
Sorry, man.
The first right of voters is to vote as your conscience tells you to.
And of course, it's not just so you're going to run and vote. You must attend campaigns and rallies to hear what the candidates are saying.
Yes, so that you could distinguish between the nonsense and what making sense.
I wonder how much people vote for you the last time.
I wonder about...
All right. Order. Order, council. Order. And just like voters are entitled to orderly and peaceful elections, free of fear and intimidation, it's the same way we are entitled to peaceful meetings. Without people getting their personal feelings into the mix.
Anyway, Mr. Chairman, first thing is that voters need to know the boundaries of the municipality or neighborhood democratic council they live in.
And also knowing the boundaries of the constituency they live in.
Unlike certain ones who don't know their boundaries in this meeting.
Coretta, would you like to be excused from the rest of this meeting?
I have nothing to say for the rest of the meeting.
Shall we move on?
Voters should know the people they will be voting for. Persons who will be making the decisions on their behalf. They should know the voluntary groups, political parties, and individual candidates and what they stand for.
And no fishy business will be going on in these elections. We need to let them know that they vote once for a group or party and once for a candidate so that others will have an equal opportunity to vote.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. What is the point of all of this? We as councillors know this information, man.
All right.
We need to know what to tell the voters out there, Coretta.
As far as I know, this is not the responsibility of council. We responsible for improving conditions in the community. Whichever voter want to find out what their rights are and responsibilities are, got to take up the initiative and do their own research.
Well, I tell you. Some of these councillors is real stressed, yeah.
All right, moving on. We need to discuss the expansion of the market project. Can we have a report, Ignatius?
Good afternoon, everyone.
How are we getting here?
Mr. De Freitas, what are you doing here?
It's just the people is walking village council meetings.
Nonsense.
What are you doing here?
Thought I'd drop in and observe the meeting. After all, I'll be sitting on this council after November of this year.
Hello. We have order here. It's not just so you just do things. You are not on the council.
You call this order? After all the bickering I heard before I came in here, you people are a joke.
Well, if there is no other business, I would like to adjourn this meeting.
Allowing this man to come in here run the show, eh? He's just an upstart.
It's such a pleasure observing your low consciousness. You people have no idea what people want. They don't need a bunch of jokers representing them.
Well, what is this? Where he come from?
Chap, why you don't get out of here? We will let the voters speak in November.
And if I have anything to say about it or do with it, not a soul will be voting for you.
Voters will decide for themselves.
Look, let me catch my horse, yeah?
Same here.
Thank you all for being here today.
So, Mr. Williams, it's just me and you now. Any news on your endorsing me?
Listen, you think I have time for your empty threats? Go ahead. Do whatever you think you must.
So you don't care about embarrassing your wife?
Well, my wife already knows what she needs to know.
And you are prepared to have her deal with further embarrassment?
Like I said, I don't care about your empty threats.
I will ask you to reconsider. I would hate to see a good man lose everything he loves.
You don't care about what happens to me or my family.
Well, that's true. But I am a man of my word. I will give you one more day to think about my proposal.
Do whatever you have to do, Simon. I am not endorsing you.
Corrector, what are you doing in my car?
After your wife torn up at my house to fight me. You didn't think I would have something to say?
I didn't send Shelly to your house.
You should tell her the truth about me and you.
You're a funny woman.
Ignatius.
Shelly is where she needs. I have her under my control. I will tell her what I wish to. And you come after her again, I will deal with you.
So, I meant nothing to you?
What is wrong with you, woman? A few occasions of useless pleasure, and you expect a ring? You expect to come in and destroy my marriage over that?
Ignatius, you got to understand that.
Understand what? That you're a silly woman?
Look, I don't mean to interfere with your marriage, okay?
Then don't.
But Ignatius, it's like, no matter what I do, I don't know where I got these stupid feelings for you.
That has nothing to do with me. You deal with that and keep me and my wife out of it.
Ignatius, I love you. You think this is a joke?
It is a joke. You're a joke, Coretta.
Well, I tell you.
Get out of my car.
I thought you had become a better person.
I changed for my wife. But idiots like you will get no mercy from me.
Ignatius, please. I need you in my life.
You're in a bad place, my dear. Good luck. Out my car.
But Ignatius!
I said, get out of my car!
Simon? What you doing here?
Where did you go after the meeting?
I had to go somewhere and take two drinks. Somebody well and upset me.
Ignatius?
Look, what you want?
I need to know you're not playing me, Coretta.
Playing you?
I am paying you $200,000 a month to help me win favor with the people. But if you have unnecessary distractions in your life, I will find someone else.
Look, you won't have to worry about no more distractions. I will help you.
Open the door. Let's go inside.
Look, I hope you don't plan on staying long. I really need to sort my head out.
I was hoping we could start working on the strategy that's going to get me elected. What's wrong with you, woman?
Imagine you pour your heart out to somebody. Tell them you love them. And they just laugh in your face. At this age, I never expect I would be going through something like this. I don't even know how I end up here. I hated that man. And now look at me. Fall head over heels in love with you only to be rejected.
You're a fool, Coretta.
That must be true. Because it's the same thing he said.
I'm going to leave now. Call me when you're ready to do the job I'm paying you to do.
I can call you tomorrow.
I hope you still have that check for the 100,000 advance I paid you. I will need all of it back if you decide to let your so-called feelings for a joker mess up my chance of getting elected. All of it.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.